Try something, ladies and gentlemen. I'm gonna try and kill one fear I've had for a long time. I don't know if you can get that, John. Can you get that a little bit better? How am I doing there? How about? Can't hear it. Oh no, guys. I had to kill an unnatural fear, ladies and gentlemen, and you guys know fear is an emotion. No different than love. No different than greed. No different than envy. Sorry about I am so wrapped up in here. I had the chair. I have to put my knee on a chair to actually play that, ladies and gentlemen. Fear of doing that on the radio has stopped me from doing it for 3 years. Actually, try and come in here, think, oh, I'll probably stumble, I'll make a mistake. You guys heard I probably made 10 mistakes. But you know what? I killed something. What do you think, John? Oh, John gave me a little round of applause there. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, sir. Welcome back. As I like to say, ladies and gentlemen, before I even start, thank you for the gift of your valuable time. I know you've got choices. You've got choices in entertainment. You could actually turn the radio off or... Again, you can listen to me, the Black Sheep of Tucson Radio. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here I stand, feet firmly planted in front of God, passing out hopes and prayers that it's actually going to work out. I am the guy, the ultimate optimist in Tucson Radio, although they do call me the Black Sheep of Tucson Radio because I don't believe many of the ideas that come from these microphones at 10:30, The Voice, right here in Tucson, Arizona. Wow. That was, believe it or not, that was actually took a lot of energy out of me because I was like, I'm like shaking. Sorry about that. This is the one place where we actually understand one thing, ladies and gentlemen. Your personal protection is your personal responsibility. This precious gift from God is yours, yours to protect, because you understand. Once you subcontract away your personal protection, that, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the first steps into complete and utter slavery and human control. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with any of it. You know you were put here for a reason. We also believe in each and every generation must, with knowledge, wisdom, courage, and some sort of education, I know that's not coming very much, must necessarily fight for their own freedom. And you all know, ladies and gentlemen, you only live once, so try to make yourself a worthy, nonstop adversary of evil every single day. That's my request. I've got requests, ladies and gentlemen. We all know the devil has this perfect, perfect plan. He wasn't planning on us coming along, ladies and gentlemen. He never had that idea. We're here, and we will be adversaries of evil. I'm going to start with this, ladies and gentlemen, as you always know. Some sort of possible enlightenment, right? From Ecclesiastes 9, book 9, verse 15. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city, yet no man remembered that poor man. Then said I, wisdom is better than strength. Nevertheless, the poor man's wisdom is despised, and his words are rarely heard. The words of wise men are heard in quiet more than the cry of him that ruleth among fools. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, ladies and gentlemen. And Brush Fires of Freedom is live in Faction Auto Works Studio at 10:30 a.m. The Voice, I know I already said that. And of course, the only reason I can pull this off, this is as close as we can get to my three-year anniversary of actually coming on. I came on 2 April. That's right. We'll do a little Latin right off the bat. Anno Domini 2016. 3 years ago. The guy at Perfection Auto Works actually was Mike Emery. Perfection Auto Works didn't call me. Mike Emery called me. And he said, hey, let's do radio. We've been doing it on and off. I understand. Took a little break, been around, you know. But 2 days from now is my 3-year anniversary. The guys at Perfection Auto Works practice something that is, got a great song about this from the 60s or something like this. But they practice something when they actually do what they do at 1046 North Beverly, where you can actually see them live. They practice respect over there. Very simply put, ladies and gentlemen, the customer and the automobile and the time of the customer all get the respect of the guys at Perfection Auto Works. It doesn't matter if you drive in there with a $2,000 Pacer or a $200,000 Porsche GT3. You got to respect the person and you got to respect the car. You know, the Pacer may need a distributor and points and plugs and a carburetor kit. And the Porsche may need, you know, a $10,000 set of electronic struts in the front because Chuck Huckleberry can't fix a friggin' road in this town. Mike and the crew at Perfection respect each and every kind of car that comes in there. I don't even call them clunkers. You know what it is? It's somebody's personal property. That's why the guys are so great over there. They understand that, you know, that beat up old Ford of mine. You can say what you want about it, 200 and whatever, 15,000 miles. But I'll tell you what, that's my truck. I don't got no stinking payments on that truck. I love my truck. For that reason and that reason only. Call them at 323-8650. I got that out at the speed of the pen. Good job, Sean. I'll give myself a little pat on the back, even though it's about the color of, I don't know, strawberry back there. Call them at 323-8650. Right now is the time you can get a free AC inspection and his tech tip. What are we on here? 976. He's got like 22,000. So he kind of just opens his book like I open my book. You know, my blue book I got here. It's called the Holy Bible. I was going to bring the Arizona Revised Statute in here, but my wheelbarrow's got a flat tire. So instead, I just bring this one book in. You know, if I had the Arizona Revised Statutes in here, I'd have to like put dollies under it and wheel in a bookcase. Try and get through that mess in a lifetime, ladies and gentlemen. He wanted to make sure you understood. Sometimes when you get in the car, especially the kind of wet season we had this year in the winter, what happens is there's a cabin air filter inside the car and it sucks up the moisture. You know, it's depending on the blend doors. We know about blend doors. We know about sometimes the air comes from the outside and sometimes the air is from the inside. When the air is from the outside, you have a wet season like we had. It's sucking in very humid air. And inside that little compartment where that cabin air filter is, it becomes musty and you get this kind of dirty feet smell. No offense, ladies and gentlemen, that not so fresh smell. And you first turn on the air conditioner. When you smell that, that's a cabin air filter. It's starting to grow, I don't know, something that the Center for Disease Control would probably know about. I don't. I'm a private citizen, but it's something we don't want in the car. Change that thing out. If you don't know how, call Mike at 323-8650. They will look at that. They'll look at 26 other parts of the car, and they'll make sure they will give you an a la carte list and tell you this is what it's going to take to get it running. And some things, like I said, some things are emergent, and some things are, we can check that box later. That's what I meant to tell you guys. That's what I did today. I checked the box. I checked the box of playing the damn guitar. Like I said, I couldn't hear it, so I don't know why I couldn't hear any of it. I hope you guys did. Tell me, text me or tell me something. Let's see here. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. All right. Let's see. Nasty filter. That's exactly right. The nasty filter, cabin air filter. That's our tech tip. I've got my own personal tech tip. It's a cheap tech tip. But Danny at Biomed LLC is also sponsoring the show, and she's proud to. She's proud to tell you she's my sponsor. I'm proud to tell you she's my sponsor. She's not just my better half. Unlike the politician that comes in here, they won't admit who their sponsors are. I will. I'm not embarrassed at all. Danny is helping, not hurting humanity, with amniotechnology and also the soul-soothing sweetness that we, as men, need and desire. As many of you know, I am one of those guys. I mean, the woman, the giver of life, the protector of life, the reason us men are not out clubbing each other with sticks every day is basically our women. If that's not right, 790-2040. And of course, now, again, when you fall away from this little blue book I got, two words on the front, I'll let you guess what it says. You fall away from that, you do end up out there hitting each other with sticks, hitting and stealing, right? Anyway, Danny actually is my ground rod. Again, crazy? You think I'm crazy in here? You ought to see me at my house. This is like a YouTube channel, except, well, the NSA's probably got the whole thing. You probably call the guys at the NSA, and they tell you everything I do and say and whatever I do at the house. But Danny keeps me grounded in my own humanity, so I don't go nuts. You find Danny at biomedllc.org. She's also keeping us very well checked out on plates and screws, plates and screws, plates and screws, just in case I'm climbing the ladder or I fall off the roof when I'm up there doing some work or whatnot. Also brought to you by my moral and ethical buddies over at Frontier Towing, right down here at 3630 South Dodge Eye Point down the street. Oh, John says nuclear clock says 116, and today, 31 March, Anno Domini 2019. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. I'm not touching phones or having any digital devices or anything. Anyway, the guys at Frontier Towing, 3630 South Dodge, providing moral and ethical solutions to you. Again, I don't wish the car to break down. I know this sounds crazy. I don't want them to make money off you. I have no use for it. I like the guys, but I don't want them to profit off you because that means there was a problem. I'm not too into that. It's not a good idea. But they're there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year when you do have a problem. Family owned, known the guys for 29 years. Anytime I need anything moved with a truck that's got wheels on it, I call the guys at Frontier. The cool thing about them, they send the same guy every time. I don't have to tell him where to go. Knows my house. That knows exactly where I live. Drives whatever, takes it right to the house. All right here, Sean. Yeah, that's perfect right there. Good seeing you. Throw him like whatever, cash, credit card, whatever I got. And I send the thing to the towing company or the insurance company, and they write me a check, and I'm solvent, I guess you'd call it. Call them anytime, like I said, 24-7, 365 at 748-1100. And ladies and gentlemen, let's start some live radio. Let's see. How you doing there, John? What do you got going on there, John? Okay, I'm just going to do, you know what? I've been wanting to do this. I know I've probably been 2 years. I'm going to give you a little 10 points to live by. It's not from Jefferson. This is kind of like cowboy code or something like that. This is one I picked up over at the Rocket Ranch. I've done it. I understand. But ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be a quick, easy one. Get us out of this thing. Number one, live each day with courage. How hard is that, right? Every single day. Number two, this is something we should start teaching everyone from 12 years old to about 34 years old. Take pride in your work. You're going to go out? I don't care if you're digging a ditch or painting a house. Be a craftsman at it. Do every single thing where you can walk away from that job and look at it and go, that's me patting myself on the back. I did a good job today. You know, I'm not necessarily looking for approval of others, but generally speaking, approve of yourself. Always, if you start something, finish what you started. Seems pretty simple. Number four, do what needs to be done. Step in there. Do what needs to be done. At work or in your family life, at church, wherever you're helping. You know, you see something. This is the HOA mentality of the United States of America right now, this quote-unquote republic. This is the mentality of the HOA. Some control freak riding around, walking around or riding around a bicycle with a clipboard. I see a cup on the little trash on the thing, and they write a report about it. You know, like a hall monitor. I had an idea. What does it say? Do what needs to be done. Why don't you walk over there and get the trash, put it in your pocket, next trash can, you see it throw in the trash can. Oh, Sean, then I wouldn't have a job as a hall monitor. Oh, okay, well, good. When I was a kid, I practiced a little bit different rules of engagement for the hall monitor. We used to beat their asses when you told on us. Snitches got stitches when I was a kid. Of course, now you get like a sticker. Woo! Jump in, guys. Well, and that's part of what I was just doing right there. Be tough, but always be fair. Seems real simple. Now, when you make a promise, ladies and gentlemen, what an idea, right? Keep it. Your word means something. At the end of the day, guys, you know, I may be a good whatever. I may be a good whatever. But at the end of the day, if I break my word, you know what I am? A liar. At the end of the day, I don't want that. call me a great machinery mover or a guy that doesn't crash cars, but I don't want to be a liar. Oh, wow. This one, you guys, you're probably going to go, oh, no. And let me make sure the phone's turned down because I know I'm going to get like 40 texts on this one. Talk less and say more. Who am I trying to help? Me. Are you guys invited? Yes. You are invited guests in helping me. Oh, this is great right here. Remember, some things are not for sale. My sacred honor is not for sale. My Gibson guitar is not for sale. Well, a lot of other stuff is for sale. But I got a few things that ain't for sale. Oh, and this is the one, ladies and gentlemen. This is the one. See, I look back at these wonderful men. These old white dudes, you know. And I think of Jefferson, and Samuel Adams, Patrick Henry, Thomas Paine. And I think of these guys, and I'm like, did these guys know? Did these guys know? What we forgot as citizens of a republic is to know where to draw the line. We'll be back in 2 minutes and 41 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, isn't that for all the girls out there and the guys like me that got them? Everybody that meets Danny goes, wow, boy, you ain't kidding. Sheesh, you're a way better half. How'd you, what went on here? That's for you, Danny. And every guy that's got a girl, play that in the morning while you're making your toast and eggs. That gets everything started, ladies and gentlemen. All right, now, and again, the only on. Okay, I'm not a politician. First of all, I'm not a politician. But I will tell you, the sponsors do have pull over me. If you're a politician and you get $200,000 from someone and I gave $50,000, you think the. You think they're going to take my call? Come on, man. Be honest with yourself. Danny sent me something I thought was brilliant. As you guys know, I love these fun lists. I always love my lists of things that, again, the kids might want to know. Now, she sent me a list of a few important things we, if we have them, should teach our daughters. Now, many of us don't have daughters, but some of us that do, or... It's just great advice, ladies and gentlemen. All right, number one, it's okay to cry when you're hurt, but wash your face, get up off the floor when you're done. You don't belong down there. That's where dogs are. Cry for a little bit, get up, wash your face, let's do this thing. Number two, you are a woman. You do not need a man, but you can absolutely enjoy your life with a good one. This is pretty good, isn't it? Number three, happiness is not a permanent state. Wholeness is. Don't confuse these two things. Number four, never walk through an alley alone, especially not in this jungle we call Tucson. Or really, Chicago, Baltimore, Philadelphia, San Francisco. You can do it in Moab. You can do it in Benson. Gee, I wonder what went wrong. This actually applies to... Applies, sorry about that for the English speakers in the audience. This actually applies to boys and girls. Can't is a cop-out. It's Barbara Streisand. Number six, hold your heroes to a high standard, but always be your own hero. That means hold yourself to a high standard. Number seven, if you can't smile with your eyes, don't smile at all. Insincerity is nothing to aspire to. Number eight, stay true to yourself always, 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 always. Number nine, unlike your relationship of consent with the state, whereas there's some, I don't know, magical document that I consented, or if there's an imply, I don't understand legality of I implied my consent or I gave my consent, even though they can't find the contract and the signature. Ladies, your bodies, your rules. No means no. Very simply, there is no implied consent. Number 10, if you have an opinion, you better know why. And that's a lot of what I hear right now. People parrot stuff to me that they heard somewhere. Well, can you back it up? I'll tell you, if I say it out loud, I'll back it up all day long. We can do this for hours, guys. I only have 1 hour, but I could do one opinion that I have. I could spend 2 hours explaining why I have that opinion, and it's not because I heard some other dude on the radio say it. Because generally, I am contrarian to almost everybody on the radio. You guys know that. All right. Oh, number 11, practice your passions. That's why I play that guitar, and I don't have any TVs plugged into the wall anymore. Oh, now, number 12 is really good. Ask for what you want. The worst thing that someone can say is no. Pretty simple. Of course, I didn't say tell somebody. Don't bring a baseball bat, a pistol, or force, or coercion. But if you ask, and you ask nicely, it's amazing what will happen out there. Oh, wow. This is the good one. This is it. Wish on stars, and then get to work to make it happen. You don't luck into anything out there, guys and girls. There is no lucking into success. Your back hurts after 20 years of doing what I'm doing. Drag up, go do it again. It's not lucky. Sometimes I thought it was stupid, but there's no luck in getting good at something. Number 14, girls, stay as sweet as you are. Sweet like candy, right? What did I say? Sugar and spice and everything nice? Is that boys or girls? That's girls? Yeah, okay. Some spicy. Danny gets spicy once in a while. She tells me to get my crap together. Not something you learn in schools, guys. Say please, thank you, and pardon me whenever the situation warrants it. I don't know. I think we used to have like finishing classes in middle school, you know? When they kind of help you along too when you raise your hand. If you didn't say please, some of the teachers actually hit me with a ruler. I know you guys want to call the cops on the teachers at Helen M. Knight Elementary School when I was in fourth grade, but most of them are retired. And you don't know their names, so we'll just leave that for me and them and my parents. Oh, number 16, and I do this a lot, ladies and gentlemen. Reserve I'm sorry for when you truly are. And when I make a mistake in here, I'm always like, I'm sorry. But I do. I make mistakes in here. I make lots of mistakes, ladies and gentlemen. Now, number 17. And this is one of the things. We talk about some of the brilliant people that were 100 years ago. Tesla, Edison. Although, you know, we all know my pick on those two would always be Tesla. He won that war in a long involved battle. Question everything except your own intuition. And all these brilliant guys that, how long has it been since we had one of these big life, people go, oh, the internet, you know, where a plurality of the activity on the internet is basically porn. I'm starting to think maybe they should just pull the plug on it for a couple of weeks and let people go back to thinking with their brains instead of their smart or whatever, the dumb phones. Of course, I'm using mine right now because I couldn't make my other one work. I'm not that smart. 18, you are amazing. Don't let anyone ever make you feel that you are not. If someone does, walk away. Just walk away. You deserve better. Girls, and this is probably from mothers to girls or fathers if they're smart. No matter where you are, you can always come home. Number 20, be happy. This actually applies to everybody. All grown-ups, fathers, mothers, daughters, sons, brothers and sisters. Everybody. Be happy and remember your roots. Family is everything. Number 21, we've talked about this for 3 years. Say what you mean what you say. Number 22, be kind. Can I make it any simpler? Treat others how you would like them to treat you. Practice the golden rule, right? Don't hit, don't steal. This is my favorite. This is from the strongest mother in the audience. This would be Danny to her daughters, Megan and Hannah. If in doubt, remember whose daughter you are and straighten your crown. John's going to get us out for just a minute. And this song, I guess from 1968, I think. You'll love it. I know. Oh, it's George Michael. Hey, great song, right? How many other people say it even in a song from, I don't know, 25 years ago? I don't belong to you and you don't belong to me. I don't own you, and you don't own me until you wake up here. And I saw it the other day, ladies and gentlemen. It happened. I had another aha moment. I think it was Thursday morning. I woke up, and I'm sitting here going, okay, why doesn't anything get better? Why in the richest country on the face of the earth does nothing get better? Because they have divided us so completely, ladies and gentlemen, that it's a 50-50 split out here, and all these people over here. Now, my grandfather, maybe things are different now. Oh, gee, a little bit, right? But I'll tell you one thing my grandfather wouldn't tell you when he walked out of a voting booth was who he voted for. Not in a million years. When you walked into a voting booth, ladies and gentlemen, that was your own damn business. Those are the good old days, I think. Back when Dewey beat Truman that one day, remember? Remember, that's probably what they say at TUSD. They still show the paper. Yeah, when Dewey was president. Paul, how are you today? You remember when Dewey beat Truman, Paul?
Yes, I remember the newspaper article, as a matter of fact.
I hope that was the day you quit reading the news. Oh, sorry about that. How have you been, young man?
Oh, well, just hanging on. Had a little operation recently. But I wanted to comment on your on your soliloquy about the girls. I have four daughters that, of course, I'm a different generation. I have great-granddaughters now.
Wow.
But I'll tell you, I feel a little silly talking to them about the way you were talking now, because my wife explains to me that, you know, when we were kids, a man, a boy, we did not only say a bad word around women, but we were not even allowed by my father to even light up a cigarette when a lady was in the room. Now, we can change that to today. Oh. When women are murdering their babies before they're born, or even after they're born, and how can we apply the same rules to our society today that we did 50 years ago?
Boy, talk about knocking one out of the park, Paul. You know my feeling on this. I mean, my normal shirt, pro-life, pro-God, pro-gun, pro-life from conception, and you're correct. I I have a commentary on that a little bit, but that culture of murder inside this republic, it's evil, Paul, and you're right. I mean, how do we tell an 8 to 10 year old girl these simple kind of ways to live when you got 12-year-old boys already addicted to porn on the internet? Because their parents don't raise them. 14 years later, that young girl has what's... And people, don't take me to task on this. It's called a convenience abortion. It's a convenience murder. And the reason that this is allowed is, again, it's division. I can't imagine that this entire country isn't like 99.9999999% on me and you side, Paul. I don't get it. I do not understand, other than, again, we traded away our Bibles and we ran down and prayed at the big old courthouse. We pray for the politicians' health, but we don't pray for our immortal souls anymore, Paul. Am I missing it, or have you watched it? You've watched it live right here in these United States, Paul. You've seen it happen. The whole transgression of taking right and wrong, this book, out of schools. You've been there. You saw it.
Yep, we let our politicians and our courts steal our entire culture.
They never fired a shot. at least the Bolsheviks had to get the rifles out. They took the most fundamental of God-given freedoms and rights in this country, and they've done the magic act of selling it back to us. And promising us every 2, 4, or 6 years that they're going to go to some far-off castle. kneel to the crown or be the crown and make my life better when they don't even know who I am. They won't take my phone call. They won't answer my email. I mean, have we been fooled enough yet, or am I just the dumb guy on Tucson Radio, Paul?
I don't know. I'll have to ask my friends who were still in the mud in Korea and Vietnam and see what they think about it.
Like I say, ladies and gentlemen, war is a horrible racket. And those two, many of you have heard me about Vietnam, and I don't know, but you, Paul, and one other man, I don't know. Yeah, I only know two guys in Korea, but I know a lot of guys stumbled their ass across Vietnam, and almost everyone, just like the guys coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan right now, are thinking that might have been a waste of time and a waste of 58,842 people. What do you think?
I know. I still know a couple of guys who were in World War II all the way through Vietnam. But a 40-year-old guy, you don't see, 40-year-old vet, you don't see too many of them anymore. But anyway, I'm running out of breath. Thanks for your program.
Keep the faith, Paul. We are on your side. Us, our generation, we're on your side, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, the thing I woke up and saw is what they've done. They pulled off the magic. The magic act, that's, you see it two words in Latin, and I don't know the words right now, but it's called divide and rule. It's not divide and conquer. It's divide and rule. Where you wake up one day and you realize, if you came into my business and you wanted $7 worth of stuff, cost you $7, right? But you wake up one day and you get your Tucson water bill, which I have right here. Oh, by the way, this is a reminder to change your air filter at your house. That's one of our tech tips. My other tech tip, ladies and gentlemen, is all the cleaning in your house you can do with three things. I don't use bleach in my house anymore. Vinegar, baking soda, and On Guard concentrated cleaner. I've given up chemicals inside my house. So that's my tech tip. All those can be bought at the dollar store for nothing. Vinegar, baking soda, and On Guard cleaner. We're all good there. You guys that can't quite get to the point of understanding the pure and utter tyranny, I go back to the simple one, the very simple one. When I read this bill from Tucson Water, I bought $7.48 worth of water. Imagine if I were the kind of guy that went to McDonald's or any of these drive-thru things. I don't practice that anymore. Got off all of it, that gut-killing stuff they sell in there. Imagine I go into AutoZone and buy a little wiper blade for the back of the Jeep. Let's just imagine. Wiper blade $6.99, right? Basically would come out to $7.48. The guy rings it up. I don't have that cute machine that makes noises like a calculator. That'll be $28.93, sir. What? Well, it was $6.99 for the wiper blade, $15 convenience fee for picking it up right here live. Got a CAP charge of $2.76, a county conservancy fee of 40 cents, groundwater protection fee of $1.06, city sales tax of 67, which is a tax on a tax on a tax on a tax, and a state sales tax of $1.56, which is a tax on a tax on a tax on a tax. It's $28.93. Thanks. I'm going to get my wiper blade on Amazon. Have a nice day. Appreciate it. Bye. And yet, we, the slaves, sorry, where are you going to get your water? They're basically selling you life, which is water in the desert, ladies and gentlemen, and stealing you blind. You think you can vote your way out of this moral and ethical crisis? You honest to God, I'll do it right now. There's my holy Bible. I swear on a holy Bible, you ain't voting your way out of that moral and ethical crisis of theft. You are not going to vote your way out of this. There's no possible way. You're not going to vote yourself out of that $35 trash fee. Who used to do the trash in Philadelphia and probably still does? This won't take you long to figure out. Who does it in New York City? Who picks up trash in Chicago? Who controls the trash business? The mafia. Gee, I should have given away $100 for that one. Who controls the water in Tucson? Who controls the trash in Tucson? Who controls the sewer in Tucson? The mafia.
It rhymes with stealing us frigging blind.
When we get back, I'm going to tell you what it's going to take and what I did wrong. I'm going to confess to the crime of ruining this republic. I did it. I'm going to confess to a felony. Live in Fex and Autoworks studio. 10:30 a.m. The Voice. Trusted local radio from the heart, body, mind, soul, and blue collar spirit of me. That's Uncle Lucius. You want to hear a great song? That's about a guy's young boy whose father died in a kind of like what's happening over in Houston right now. He's working at a chemical plant and basically dead. And the guy ends up being a great musician. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna fess up. It's called Fess Up Radio, ladies and gentlemen. When I was a participant in the crime against these 50 United States of America, we call the Republic. Many of you used to hear me, and I was kind of a radical when I would call the radio. Well, Emil actually banned me from his show two or three times because I was a little too hardcore on freedom. But I'm going to admit to my mistakes right now and what will kill this republic and its self-interest. I did it over and over and over. I used to tell people all the time, I vote for two causes. My gun safe, you politicians keep your freaking hands out of it. And my wallet, you politicians keep your hand out of it. In other words, I was voting all about me. I was voting only for me. I had no care, just like every single 435 congressmen, 100 senators, president, 9 Supreme Court justices, your Arizona state legislature, your county council, your city council. They don't care about the future. They care about their now. That's what I did. I had no care whatsoever for the future except the future of Sean. I want the golden goose now. That's what I was acting like. That little girl on Willy Wonka. I want it all. Leave me alone. And again, I wasn't even thinking about that back then. I was just, keep your freaking hands off my guns, which no politician can. You know that. They cannot stand us owning guns. Keep your hand out of my wallet. They can't do that either. Republican or Democrat, they can't keep their hands out of our wallets. I'm going to tell you one thing that will get me back in a voting booth. If one single politician, and I know it'll never happen, but I'll make you this deal. I've got my hand on my Holy Bible right now. I swear in front of God, I will go vote for the next politician. You guys can call me, text me, or wherever, that has the ability to represent me, that will go into whatever body that they are going to, and they will fight for one thing, and that is the right to life from conception. And that's a one-issue voter that I will be from now on. When I find that politician, I'll tell you what, they will be sitting right here and we will talk about it. But I can almost guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, it will not happen in this. The land of the free and the home of the brave. How are you doing today, Mark?
Well, pretty good. So my words to you are, well, nobody cares if what really is happening. Anyway.
What do you mean? We do care what's happening, kind of.
Well,
I don't.
Anyway,
try
divide et impera.
What's that?
Divide et impera.
Divide and rule. Divide and rule, right?
Yep.
In Latin.
In Latin.
Wow. That is actually, ladies and gentlemen, you can find that in the Federalist Papers. I believe it's number 2. I think.
Well, that's how the Romans conquered so much of what they did.
Divide?
Not only through divide and rule.
Yep.
Not only through, well, also divide and conquer. And also through what was called decimata. It's called decimata.
In Latin?
Meaning, in Latin, murdering one-tenth. When the town that they were marching into, if they did not submit,
yep,
then they lined everybody up and counted everybody off, and every tenth person stepped forward or back, and they were slaughtered. Didn't matter, man, woman, child, And that preceded, that reputation preceded them, and that was one of the reasons why they were so successful, as well as bringing in the Roman modern facilities and all the stuff that goes along with it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, want to read a little bit of history about Roman water? They were better than Tucson water. Only it was 2,000 years ago. Amazing. Oh, by the way, water, Mark, water was free in Rome. It just ran. You took your pitcher. You took your now again. Modern plumbing not invented yet. They I know this is a little early, but this was a pot to piss in and a window to throw out of. That's where that came from. That's kind of what happened in Rome. Although they were very good about using that for tanning hides. They did some other chemical processes with just urine. You were in charge of your own bodily functions on the other side. The more carryable kind. You were on your own, but that I don't know that. I'm in your opinion, Mark. I mean, I read some of these things about Roman medical. They've found some of these medical devices that the Romans had, and a lot of people were like, "Oh no, medicine started in the Mayo Clinic," and the Romans they had invented these instruments that even now are very advanced. Do you think we have evolved in 2,000 years, Mark?
Well, as you know, I don't believe in evolution. But there was this thing that happened in around the 4th, 5th century, which for TUSD students, that means the 300s, 400s, is Rome fell apart.
It collapsed.
And so all of that knowledge was lost.
Well,
and
now
it took another nearly 800 years for the Enlightenment to return.
Now, what about when Rome started the complete collapse in, I believe, 455, wasn't it the Byzantine Empire that started more over
They remained.
That stayed very intelligent. Mm-hmm. The Romans had gone into basically the Pima County tax system where they were I hate to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the Romans did it too, and then they collapsed. They cut their coins. They took the gold and silver out. Politicians stole the people blind. They started raising taxes, taxing everybody, and going bananas because they found out they could. They ripped off the republic. The politicians and the wealthy connected people just stole the place blind. And they also had a moral and ethical crisis too. After Caligula and that era, they were starting to really have a tough time.
Yes.
Yeah, a whole load of them came along. I mean, after Augustus, it wasn't really good from there on. There was a few, but not very many.
And anyway, earlier you started out talking about do what needs to be done. And that is what I tell my students, except there's two more things to it. Do what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, the way it needs to be done.
Oh, great.
I tell them if they do that, they cannot fail the class. In fact, they'll probably get an A. And they probably cannot get less than a B in the class. Just do what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, the way it needs to be done. And that's how simple life can be.
I completely agree with that. I live a really, some people know, I mean, I'm starting to live a pretty simple lifestyle right now. But I still do what needs to be done. It's not like, I don't understand, I got my dog. Not going to walk around the neighborhood and ask other people to feed my dog. That's my job. Thank you very much. I know this is a little too capitalist for a lot of people, especially in Pima County. I know I kind of crossed the line, Mark, and I apologize. I don't want to offend anybody. I should say sit down, and I'll explain how the dog works. Next week, I'll really explain how the dog works. But,
And then you...
Go ahead.
Yeah, and then you had a caller, Paul, called in about what they used to do, back 50, 60 years ago.
Oh.
And the behavior of people. And I'll tell you what, I deal with freshmen coming in out of middle school. They have the foulest mouths that you have ever heard. And you probably, you know me. I never have. My family has never heard me use the words found in carnal knowledge.
Yeah.
And certainly you have not heard me say that either.
I know. And I'm.
And, just.
I get a little too emotional, and people that know me as a blue-collar field hand, they don't know. A lot of people that know me for real, that have been with me at the Rocket Ranch and the U of A, and I mean the places I've worked in, basements and holes and, 150 feet in the air cutting poles apart and whatnot, I can get on a job and use the F word like a comma, but I know my place when I do that.
Mm-hmm.
Not at the women's dorm not at a world at a girls' volleyball practice when I'm up in the roof trying to figure out how to get a 900-pound thingamabob out with a rope, block, and tackle.
Well, it's not a foreign word to me either, but
Not in your class, I'm sure.
In place.
But I was telling a guy the other show's coming to the end. I was telling a guy the other day, and then I remembered what happened. My vice principal in high school, now I remember exactly what happened. I was disrespectful and maybe back then you could just say, I'm pissed off. That the woman teacher reported this to my vice principal in ninth grade. He walked up behind me and gave me a bear hug, pulled the air out of me, and set me on the ground and explained the rules of school, Mark. How about we try that one more time?
Well, let's see here. You'll be
jailed.
Prison.
Jailed. You'll be jailed.
There's
parents are going,
they call them jailbait, and there's a whole lot more reasons today.
All right. Hey, keep the faith, brother, and have a great day out there. Don't hit, don't steal, ladies and gentlemen. Practice the golden rule. We all know the main thing here, guys. Love thy neighbor as thyself. The world becomes a better place every single day with those four simple statements. Thanks again for your time. We'll see you next week.